Baby Bus.
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, little Ray who loves light. Little Ray had always lived in the depths of the sea with her parents. It was always dark there, and nothing could be seen clearly. This kind of life was not fun for little Ray at all. One day, little Ray was very bored. She was swimming around when suddenly a little light not far away attracted her attention.
Wow, what is that? That light is so pretty.
Little Ray had never seen such a bright light. She swam over to it.
Ouch!
Ouch! Watch where you're going.
It was a huge anglerfish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Little Ray. I've never seen such a bright light before.
Oh, you mean the little lantern on my head?
Little Ray watched anglerfish carefully and saw what looked like a long pole on his head. A little lantern hung on the other end of the pole. The lantern glimmered with light.
Wow! This is the brightest light I've ever seen here! It's so nice!
Little Ray, my little light is nothing! There's an even brighter light on the water close to the end of the sea. It's a lot brighter than my lantern.
When Little Ray heard that, she wanted to know what kind of light was brighter than the little lantern. So, Little Ray left the bottom of the sea. She swam and swam. When she got close to the surface, she saw many little lights moving. Her voice attracted the attention of the bright dots. They swam to Little Ray.
Hi, little fish. We're not bright dots. We're sea fireflies.
Little Ray looked carefully. So the light came from inside these little things' bodies. Even though they were tiny, gathered together, they were really bright.
Light I've ever seen. You're all so beautiful.
Thank you. But our light is not the brightest. There, look how beautiful the stars in the sky are.
Little Ray stuck her face above the water and looked toward the sky.
Whoa!
Little Ray was amazed. There were so many stars twinkling above her. They were winking mischievously, greeting Little Ray.
Hello! Hello! So, the light given off by the stars is the brightest light in the world.
Little Ray liked the starry sky very much. Huh? Who's that laughing? A round face popped out from behind the clouds.
Hi, I'm the moon.
Wow, it was a full moon. It was much bigger than the stars. The moon moved from behind the dark clouds. Bright, clear moonlight covered the surface of the sea.
Your light is so dazzling.
My light is not as dazzling as Mr. Sun's.
Oh, there is a light brighter than moonlight? How can I see it?
It's very easy to see, Mr. Sun. Go and get a good night's sleep. When you wake up, you'll see him.
What?
Mr. Sun would appear after everyone had had a good night's sleep? Little Ray didn't quite understand. Little Ray fell asleep, bathed in the gentle moonlight. Before daybreak, Little Ray woke up. She couldn't wait to get to the surface of the sea. But it was dark everywhere. Even the stars and the moon had vanished.
Is Miss Moon playing a trick on me? Where's the light brighter than moonlight?
Little Ray was a little disappointed. Suddenly, a ray of light appeared between the boundary of the sky and the sea. Very slowly, the giant sun floated above the sea. Golden light lit up the sky, the sea, and the whole world. For the first time, Little Ray saw the sea she lived in, the land, the blue sky, and the white clouds.
Whoa! Thanks to Mr. Sun, our world is lit up so beautifully!
She began to do flips happily on the surface of the water. Precious one, do you like the sun? Now you must go to sleep. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you can also greet Mr. Sun. Good night, little Ray who likes light. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.